We're back here with Danny Baker, and you can see Danny Baker in the Rocky Horror Show at the Comedy Theatre in London from Monday until the 27th of January. First time I ever saw Danny Baker was on television anyway, it must have been the 6 o'clock show.
Yeah.
And then, of course, got to know him, then we worked together in radio, and he went off and did all kinds of stuff, talk shows, and very successful TV writer you are. People may not know that about you, actually.
No, Jonathan Ross was very good at the Comedy Awards. I was actually didn't see that, but the next day everyone came up and said how nice he was, saying, look, you know.
Yeah, he was.
Because I used to write for Jonathan, of course, and wrote for Angus Deaton for years. I've even written for Ricky Gervais, believe it or not. But I was a writer first who kind of got shanghaied into television and broadcasting, and a lot of my old writer mates from New Musical Express and stuff very much see it like as Elvis going into the army. They don't quite approve of the media beyond rock and roll.
How do they feel about you donning fishnets for this, then?
Well, do you know what?
nice link.
Never mind about how they feel about it. My wife is not running around the streets strewing roses from her hat about it. I've got to say, I saw the big decision indoors for the old man is thong or fullback. I mean, I don't know. That's actually on the thing I've been sent to tick off. I think I'm going to go with a fullback, which should solve the unemployment in the silk industry.
Can't you have a bit of both?
That may be it. Keep the audience guessing until the last moment where I turn round and there it is, Eat at Joe's. actually, you can have Eat at Pagliacci's across the rear end there. But
please don't excite the audience.
But it's an odd way it came about, because Richard O'Brien, of course, who wrote the Rocky Horror Show and has done very well out of it worldwide ever since, was a guest on the show talking about the short revival for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I showed him this, I don't think it says a scar, a genuine scar on the inside of my finger.
I can see that.
Little wavy scar. And that is a fingernail injury from the Rocky Horror Show. I saw it first run 31 years ago in the King's Road. And the girl who went with it at the time, I was 17, she was 16. When Tim Curry actually came through the audience, she was so galvanized by this image, because it was very powerful then, you know, seeing it dressed up like that. She grabbed my hand and sunk her nail into my finger there. And I bled and was in a lot of pain. That scarred it. Throughout
the
show,
I should have
had that stitched. I'm telling Richard O'Brien this, and he was very impressed. And I said, you know what? No wonder I know every word of the Rocky Horror Show. Do you? He said. A week later, the agent rings up and says, have you agreed to do the Rocky Horror Show? So there it is. We'll see.
For anybody who hasn't seen it over the years, just tell us a little bit about it.
It was always a very tongue-in-cheek and extremely camp, even though it's a devalued word and style. Tribute and a salute to the horror films of the 1950s, celebrating all their cliches and conventions. And it's about Brad and Janet, who their car breaks down one night and they see a light over at the Frankenstein place and they knock for help. And from then on, it's just a free-for-all, to be absolutely honest. There's a tremendous succession of songs, and everyone, yes, does end up in an orgy with stockings and suspenders.
Yeah.
I've got an 8-year-old, you know, and it's tragic she can't come and see Dad in this. It's not, I mean, by today's standards, it's mild, but nevertheless, you've got to understand what's going on sometimes, even though it's all hidden.
And you would change back to your regular self before getting home, of course.
Do you know what?
That depends if he's going on the night.
Steve,
well,
don't want to.
That sounds like a wager to me.
Don't involve me.
That sounds like a wager.
No, it is. I don't want any trouble. You can see Danny Baker and Rocky Horror Show at the Comedy Theatre in London from Monday until the 27th of January. It's exciting. You're going to do more. Do you think you might do more acting?
No, this is barely acting. You actually have the script in your hand, and the narrator is the only one in the cast who's allowed to, I think, still be Choi Oik. It's a bit putting your head in the lion's mouth. I think calling it acting, Steve, is awfully good of you, but it's not. As you know, Nicholas Parsons turned it all into a big celebration. The original was Charles Gray, who brought a lot of gravitas to the part. I would like, if I may, to take you on a journey. But these days, you have to go, I would like if I may, and the audience will go, you may. That's the kind of night it is.
How are you going to play it? More Grey or more Parsons?
I said to Richard O'Brien, and he said, I'll do what you like. I said, oh, that's a great note. I said, no, I don't think so. I don't think it brings anything if I do it in this voice. If I say, I'd like if I may to take you on a journey.
That's all right.
It's all right, but I think if you do it a little bit Michael Caine-ish, I think slow it down, because I talk fast. If you went, I'd like, if I may, to take you on a journey. Now, you've got to, because there is a show there. I mean, it is called a response.
Are you nervous? Because you're not a nervous broadcaster, are you?
Is he nervous?
No, I mean, by the same time, I'm also in awe of what, by any extent, is legitimate people. These are all proper actors and actresses.
Have you learnt it?
Yeah, I have. Well, I know it to a, I mean, being cocky, I know it to a certain extent, which doesn't mean you can't dry on the night, dear, of course, but there it is. And, of course, my stock in trade is ad-libbing and working without script, so this is kind of tough, and you've got to hold it together. The one thing I'm really nervous of is hitting marks. I've never been good at any of that. I went to see it last night, and Steve Pemberton there of League of Gentlemen's doing it at the moment, and I noticed he's right in the spot when the sparks go bang and hits him. I'm not going to be able to do that. You're going to get some disembodied voice from the gloom going, over here.
I'm trying to see your...
It's just like reaching the news on time, you'll be all right.
You reckon? Oh, a traitor I've yet to master after some 30 years.
The ill-disciplined Danny Baker in the Rocky Horror Show at the Comedy Theatre in London. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Good luck with it.
Good luck.
Danny Baker. and you can catch him on BBC London. This has been a pre-recorded feature. He's on the